Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Lead writer for the NFL draft at Bleacher Report. And that's Matt Miller. Matt, good to talk to you. How you doing?
Hey, doing well. Good to talk to you, man.
Oh, I got a million questions. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right, let's start off with, man, there's so much to go with. All right, let me start off with Jamal Adams, all right? Were you surprised that he fell to six, and what kind of value in your mind is that for the Jets to be able to get him at number six overall?
I was not surprised that he fell to number six once Mitch Trubisky went at number two. Like, that was when it was like, okay, after the Bears did that, everything kind of crystallized at that point. It was like, okay, this guy's going to fall here, this guy's going to fall here. So it definitely looked possible. And he was the guy I had pegged all along for the Jets is who I wanted for them to take just because of the leadership, what he does from a, you know, on-field and off-field standpoint, a guy who New York's not going to be too big for him, right? Mm. I think that's something you have to worry about. When
sure.
you're a giant for the Jets, like when you're drafting kids, you got to worry. Are they going to be able to handle this city? So with Jamal's dad having played there, with the way that his character and everything is, like, it was a no-brainer pick, in my opinion. I know some people wanted O.J. Howard. There were definitely people who, you know, probably wanted a quarterback in that spot. But I thought Jamal Adams was the safest pick in the draft.
Hey, and you know what? The Jets, and I think this is a good spot for them. That's why, and we'll get to Marcus May in a second when they take another safety. In my book, they need everything. So you really can't go wrong as long as the player becomes a player. So let's get to May. I think that surprised many at 39 to go with another safety, the safety from Florida, Marcus May. What's your view on him as a player and the impact he can have?
I loved it. I actually did. I thought Marcus May was one of the best players in the draft. And if you go back and watch in 2015, before he got hurt, like, he was amazing. Like, he was just a wrecking ball at safety. But he also had, you know, ball skills. He could play free safety. He could play strong safety. Like, he can do a little bit of everything. So I loved that. And I know a lot of people were upset that, now why he drafted safeties back-to-back. And it's like you just said. This is an awful football team with needs across the board. It's not like they're one pick away from competing with the Patriots. They're not even one pick away from competing with the Dolphins right now. So it's like, let's get as much talent as possible and guys who are actually going to be contributors. And one thing I'll say about the Jets, if you look back at the second round picks for a very long time, they have not been contributors. You just got a contributor in the second round.
You're being kind. The word would be unmitigated dumpster fire disasters. That's been their second round.
Yeah. Devin Smith. Now he's got another ACL.
Yeah.
The saving grace might be Hackenberg, which none of us have seen
Maybe.
Him throw football in almost a year. So
Maybe.
I'm excited to see what happens there.
Can I, you know, and I'm going to jump to the Giants, back to Jets, because I got a million things. But I want to ask you about Hackenberg because you just brought him up. If Christian Hackenberg was in this year's draft, right, he was in this year's draft, and, you know, this quarterback draft has kind of been ridiculed a little bit, where would he have gone? Like, if Hackenberg's in this draft, is he a first-round pick? Is he a second-round pick? Is he worse? Where does he go?
Oh, that's a great question. If he had had another year to play at Penn State, he probably could have been a first-round pick. I would guess he would have been a second-rounder. Like, because, like, to your point, this draft, the quarterback class was so big on traits and tools. Like, Patrick Mahomes goes 10 after a massive trade up. Trubisky goes 2 after only starting 13 games in college. You know, like, we saw teams really bet on the skill set and not so much on production. And the skill set for Hackenberg is amazing. It's just that, you know, his accuracy never really improved at Penn State. He kind of got happy feet. You know, he got hit a lot. So just on tools, I mean, he's beautiful when you're just looking at him throwing the ball in shorts. And that might have actually helped him a ton in this year's class.
Talking to Matt Miller, jumping to the Giants, would, in your opinion, it have been worth it, instead of drafting Evan Engram, the tight end from Ole Miss, to use more assets to trade up, jump ahead of Tampa, and get O.J. Howard? Would that have been worth it in your mind, or do you think they were in a good spot just taking Engram at 23?
I would have been all over that. to trade up and get O.J. Howard, because I feel like he is a true three-down difference maker, and it's only four picks. You know, like they stole him at 19. Evan Engram, like, he is a great matchup guy, but I just don't know how you're going to get him on the field because he's basically a slot receiver. So it's like – and they may actually end up just playing him a receiver. I'm not entirely sure because he's built like Mike Evans. So he's not going to be much of a blocker for you. And maybe they're going to play him in an H-back role a little bit, but he just – he doesn't seem to fit what they've done in the past. So I'm a little confused on Evan Engram. If you wanted a tight end, I would have traded up to get O.J. Howard or traded back a little bit and just taken David Njoku from Miami.
Can Dalvin Tomlinson start right away? Because they may need him too with the Hankins departure.
Yes, he can. That's one great thing about Dalvin Tomlinson is he can start right away. Super pro ready. He's very, very intelligent. He's not going to have any problems figuring out the defense. And he's just one of those dudes, like, can he stay healthy? Because he's had some knee injuries. And he's been beat up at Alabama, which is no surprise because almost everyone's beat up coming out of Alabama. But he's going to help you in the run game. He's going to help you in the pass game and probably be one of the more – like his ceiling might not be real high, like not huge upside, but he's just going to be super solid and consistent right out of the gate.
Talking to Matt Miller about the NFL draft, he from Bleacher Report, we rarely see the Giants trade up, and they sort of did. They traded a 7th and a 6th to move up and take the offensive tackle out of Pittsburgh, Adam Bisinawati. And I think – a lot of Giant fans looked at this draft and said, we need offensive linemen. And they only added one, and the one they added was a 6th-round pick. Did they, in your opinion, miss out? I know this wasn't a deep offensive line draft, but do you see parts where the Giants could have gotten a solid guy that could have contributed to the depth of this offensive line earlier than in the 6th round?
You know, I really don't think they did miss out because, like you said, the offensive line class was so incredibly weak that at each round, you know, we would sit around and talk doing our live video on Bleacher Report, and it's like, okay, round two, they need a linebacker and an offensive tackle. And then you look at who's actually there, and it's like, man, I don't want any of those guys. And, you know, it's like you keep doing the same thing. It's like I actually liked what they did. You know, from a – when you're in the moment, you're watching the draft unfold, and you're like, man, they need tackle. You know, they need a tackle, they need a linebacker. But the value just was never really there. And Dalvin Tomlinson, like, I could understand if they had drafted Ethan Posick from LSU – or Zach Cunningham from Vanderbilt at linebacker, those would be the two guys in the 2nd round where I would have said, okay, they can come in and be contributors. Like, I understand that. I like that pick. But I was also, like, banging the table for them to get a quarterback of the future. So in round three, like, and that was around where we saw a little bit of a run on tackles, you know, Antonio Garcia went right before him. Like, I liked that they went and got a young quarterback to develop. So, you never – want to come out of a draft where you feel like you didn't hit your priority needs, but it's really hard to do when the players just aren't there for you.
Back to the Jets, and we'll get back to the Giants again. The Jets added a couple of receivers in the 3rd and 4th round, are Darius Stewart out of Alabama, Henson out of California. What kind of impact? Now, the problem is who's throwing them the ball, which is a great question. Is it McCown? Is it Hackenberg? But what kind of impact can those guys have?
Big impact. Our Darius Stewart might be pound for pound the toughest guy in the draft class. Like, you don't want to mess with that dude. He's just – he's strong. He's confident. He's mean. And you don't usually say those things about a receiver, right? So you're going to like him right out of the gate. He's a threat after the catch. He has some deep ball ability. Chad Hansen is a vertical receiver. Like, you know, he's like Devin Smith with route running skills. You know, somebody who could push the defense deep. He's going to help over the top. He's one of those quiet – incredibly confident guys with a gigantic chip on his shoulder. So I think they both help out right away. I wouldn't be surprised if, I don't know if Eric Decker is actually going to be on the roster. So I wouldn't be surprised if our Darius Stewart ends up being a really good number two and Chad Hansen ends up being a really good number three.
With the 9 guys they added, because they traded back a lot, which is great because they need as many pieces as they can get, and they got a 5th rounder for next year. Was there any moment in this draft where you felt they should have grabbed the quarterback? I know that it seems like they're playing towards next year's draft, which is probably the wise decision. But even looking at this draft class and where they selected, was there ever a moment where you said, hey, you know what, maybe they should take a flyer on this guy, a quarterback?
For me, there wasn't. And I know that Jets fans are like, God, we got to get a quarterback. We got a quarterback. You got to see what you have with Hackenberg. And it may crash and burn, but at least you know. And then, like you said, you head into next year, and you've got Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold, and Josh Allen sitting there at the top of the draft order next year. So it's time to find out. They spent a second-round pick on the kid. It's time to see what he can do. They've given him weapons. I think they have a very underrated young offensive line. You added, you know, three pass catchers in this draft, a decent late-round running back to a pretty good running back core already. So I think it's kind of time to see. You know, Jeremy Bates has been brought in to help, you know, try to fix Hackenberg, and I'm excited to see if he can do it.
Back to the Giants. Yesterday, Coach McAdoo was on this station and said Paul Perkins is the starting running back for this team. Wayne Gallman was taken in the fourth round. A lot of us have seen a lot of him because he was on Clemson. We've seen more Clemson games with the success they've had. Your thoughts on Gallman's role early on for this Giant team, and is he that perfect change of pace back? Or your thoughts on him, especially his skill set as compared to Paul Perkins and what they have now?
You know, it's funny. I loved Paul Perkins when he came out of UCLA. So I'm actually glad that he came out and said that, because I think he deserves to be a starting running back. I had a round two grade on him coming out. So I think Wayne Gallman gives you a little bit of a mixture of power, downhill runner, probably best off tackle. But he can also help catch the ball out of the backfield. And so it's not like he and Paul Perkins are, you know, like a lightning and thunder matchup. But I think he is a little bit better of a power runner and has a little more size. So short yardage situations are going to be what he's best for.
Looking at the quarterbacks that went in this draft, obviously Trubisky, Mahomes, Watson going to get a lot of attention, even Kaiser going to the Browns. When you look from the third round down, whether it's Joshua Dobbs to the Steelers, and you never know when Ben's going to retire, he's basically admitted it's a year-to-year thing. Do you see a diamond from the third round on, that guy who may be the next, dare I say, Dak Prescott, or the next Tom Brady, if you will? Do you see any big potential from some of these guys?
I'm not gonna go that far, but one guy out of the late rounds that I do think could be a starter is Brad Kaya, who went in the sixth round to the Detroit Lions. They obviously don't have a huge need at quarterback right away, but I would expect he's the number two quarterback on that roster, and he's going to get trained by someone named Jim Bob Cooter, who's a very good offensive coordinator, a very good quarterbacks coach. So Kaya would be the guy I would keep an eye on. And it may be an A.J. McCarron situation where 2 years we're talking about teams trying to trade to this guy to be a starter.
Interesting. Matt, we appreciate it. Great information. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Matt Miller, Bleacher Report, NFL Draft lead writer, a lot on the Jets and Giants and his thoughts on what they were able to do over the weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.